Shechet Par Paratas Mishnah Chayef Mechata She Nifsalu Metamin Et Atar L'Truma B'Yadav Uva Gufa. The Mechata that had become puzzle. The Mechata is after the Paraduma mixed with water. And if it became puzzle, for example, something fell inside of it causing it to change color, and it's no longer valid to sprinkle on Tmei Mesa. Now the Dinit that Mechata is in the Tamei B'Maga Uva Masa, somebody who touches or carries it would become Tamei. There would be one exception though. Somebody who has mitar himself to be involved in the chatas, to be involved in the par duma, would not become tameh by touching or carrying the mei chatas. Now, if the mei chatas becomes possible, the Mishnah teaches us that the dinit, that somebody who had purified himself to eat truma, would become tameh if he touched the mei chatas with his hand or his guf. And even though the mei chatas is no longer kosher to sprinkle on tameh mesim, but it would still be mitameh somebody who had purified himself to eat truma of a coin, had become tar and wanted to eat truma, and then he came into contact with the mechatas, he would become tamei, as even though the mechatas is no longer kosher, still matame, b'maga uvamata, by touching or by caring. V'esatar l'chatas lo b'yadav v'lo b'gufa. But somebody who had purified himself to be involved in the chatas and the paraduma, it would not be matame him if he came into contact with the mechatas by touching it with his hand or his guf. As we said, the mechatas is not mitameh somebody who is mitar himself for the chatas. So in this case, if the mechatas became puzzles, the din does not change, and it would not be mitameh somebody who had purified himself to be involved in the paradum. Nitmu. If the mechatas had become tameh, in the first case we were talking about where the mechatas became puzzle, it was invalid to be used to sprinkle on tmei mezon. Now we're talking about in the case where it became tameh. The din is mitameh nes atar l'truma. B'yadav uva gufa. Even though it became tummy, this din has not changed as far as somebody who had purified himself to eat truma is concerned. If he comes into contact with the mechata had become tummy, whether he touched it with his hand or his guf, he would become tummy. V'asatar l'chatas b'yadav ava lo b'gufa. And somebody who had purified himself to be involved in the chata, to be involved in the paraduma, if he touched the mechatas with his hand, he would become tamei, but not if he touched it with his guf. And even though we said that mechatas does not mitamei somebody who purified himself to be involved in the paraduma, but in this case where the mechatas had become tamei, it is no different than any mask, any liquid that had become tamei, that the din is somebody who purified himself to be involved in the paraduma and came into contact with maskim tamei. If he touched liquid that are tame with his hand, he would become tame. So therefore, in this case as well, even though the mechatas normally is not mitame, somebody who is tar lechatas, but since the mechatas have become tame, it has the same din as mashkin tmeim, and the din is that somebody who is tar lechatas and touched mashkin tmeim with his hand, he would become tame, but not if he touches it with his body. If he doesn't touch it with his hand, he only touched it with his body, he would not become tame, as that is the din by mashkin tmeim as well. It's only mitami, somebody who's tar lechatas, if he touched it with his hand, not if he touched it with his body. Shachas Parapara test, Mishnah test, Efer Kasher, Shanasmu Agave Amai, Shein Aruyan Lekadesh. If Efer Kasher, if Asher from the Paraduma, which was Kasher, which was valid, to be used to sprinkle on Tmei Mason, was put on top of water that was not fit for Kadesh, meaning that you have to use certain types of water to be mixed with the Asher of the Paraduma, you have to use only spring water. And if he mixed the ash of the paraduma with water that was not fit for the kiddush, it was not spring water, in such a case, the din would be mitamen es atar l'truma b'yadav uva gufa. The mechatas would be mitame somebody who had purified himself to eat truma if he came into contact with the mechatas with his hands, or if he came into contact with the mechatas with his body. As we saw in the previous mission, the mechatas is mitame b'maga uva masa, by touching or by carrying. Now, even though in this case, this mechatas is not kosher, as he used the wrong type of water to mix with the ashes of paraduma, even so, the din does not change, and somebody who was mitar himself to eat truma would become tameh if he touched the mechatas with his hand or his guf. As hatar lechatas lo b'yadav v'lo b'guf. But if somebody had purified himself to be involved in the chatas, in the ashes of paraduma, he would not become tameh if he touched the mechatas. Whether or not he touched it with his hand or his body, wouldn't make a difference. He would not become tummy from the mechatas. As that is a din, like we mentioned in the previous mission, that mechatas is not mitame somebody who had mitar himself to be involved in the Asher the Par Aduma. And in this case, where the Mechatzah was not fit to be sprinkled on Tmei Mesim, the din is not any different. In this case as well, it would not be Metame, somebody who had been Metire himself to be involved in the Chatzos, in the Par